while these techniques are being used, what my clients have taught me is that the person is experiencing intense helplessness. There is no escape. They are the powerless ones, and the ones controlling the interrogation and these torture-related experiences are the ones in total power. Combined with that are forms of torture that are geared towards stripping the person of any human dignity. People may be kept in their underwear. They may be berated with insults that in their culture are profoundly disrespectful. They may be forced to shave if they wear long hair, or they may be forced to perform acts that are very humiliating. Remember the pictures in Abu Ghraib of the prisoners with women's underwear on their heads? That is such a degrading act, and that is a form of torture. It's psychological torture, degradation. Similarly, the accounts of destroying people's Quran or Bible, these are geared to stripping the person of the belief that they are a valuable person, that they have a mind that is coherent, and that they have any control at all over their environment.